42 points in the paint for Toronto, and the defense was cranked up a good chunk of the night, and a man who was leading that charge for most of the evening was the repo man, James Johnson, doing his thing, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists as well, and he joins us right now. James, you weren't on the floor for the last few minutes of the ballgame. I'm personally a little bit surprised by that, but no doubt Klaza was knocking down some shots out there and helping extend the lead late. You guys led from beginning to end. Boston never had a lead in this game. What was the difference tonight based on what we saw in the previous two meetings against the Celts?
I would have to say it was that taste in our mouth. You know, this NBA league is a grinding league. We had to forget about that loss right away because we had another tough team to play. But when they got back on our schedule and we knew they were coming up to our house, that taste started coming back every hour of the day.
James, you guys did a nice job in slowing Rondo down tonight. Ray Allen, a very quiet night. Talk to us about the defensive philosophy when you're playing those guys.
When we came in yesterday for practice, we knew we lost our whole defensive concept. We knew our guard, the yard, wasn't there. Our help wasn't there. Our weak side wasn't there. So we spent the whole day in a challenge. Everybody played defense. We kept points. We played one-on-one. We played two-on-two. We played three-on-three just to get that aggressiveness back that we had before. And, you know, I think that ultimately what did it. Everybody wanted to play hard. Everybody got back in transition, helped Jose out and Anthony Carter out, and we succeeded.
James, appreciate the time. Best of luck Sunday against the Lakers.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
there's James Johnson.